Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Drones are the technological equivalent of the airplane a century ago. They are already playing a huge role in policing, warfare, entertainment, and increasingly in deliveries. Most of the innovation stems from the US, but we have our own potential star here in Ireland. Manna Drones is already delivering food in the West Dublin area, but plans to expand to other parts of the city have faced huge resistance from locals who don't like the buzzing sounds. Are we about to shoo away a genuine business technology company, or can planning rows be surmounted? Bobby Healy is the chief executive of Manna Drone Delivery and is on the line. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Bobby, you're in the papers a lot these days. Tell us more about your drones.
Yeah, well, so we call them electric aircraft, not drones, because that's a bad word these days. So they're delivery drones and they can carry everything from A to B safely, quietly, efficiently, and in a manner that's very good for the environment, taking traffic off the roads. And today we're live in Finland, in Helsinki, in Texas, a place called Pecan Square, and in Blanchardstown. And as a small Irish company with 160 people, I'm pretty proud to be ahead of Amazon's drone delivery program. And even Google have a drone delivery program. And you've got a small Irish company in North Dublin actually leading the world stage in this technology.
And how much can they carry by way of weight? And how quickly could they deliver, for example, a coffee and some muffins here to Marconi House?
I wish. They carry two kilos. Although we let customers order 4 kilos and we just send two aircraft beside each other and they fly just about 80 kilometers per hour as the crow flies. So our typical flight time in Dublin 15 would be just under 3 minutes.
All right. And how much noise do they make in decibels or the equivalent of
a car engine? It's hard to communicate as well. So at cruise altitude, right, when we're flying over your head or over your house, we're at just 56 decibels. So what that sounds like, I mean, scientifically, it's less than my voice right now in this microphone, but it's a different noise. So it's less noise than an electric car makes when we're traveling, but it's a new noise that people aren't used to. It's a new sound. So people are starting to wake up to it and starting to realize this is a new sound. And that's what all the debate is about now. But in terms of amplitude, it's actually quite low.
You're hoping to expand not just in Blanche where you are, but also in Dundrum and other parts of the city. But you're facing quite a bit of local resistance.
Yes, the most Irish thing ever. But I understand it as well. It's such a new technology and what people would term a disruptive technology. And, you know, we've applied for planning permission in the town centre there. I'm a native of Kilmacud, so I'll be looking forward to getting delivery myself. And we've had, you know, a couple of local TDs voice concerns that there's a kind of a vacuum in the planning laws around drone delivery. I mean, I guess government didn't see this coming. We have a national drone framework that's delayed, but that's coming out, we're told, this month from the Department of Transport that will clarify what the regulations should look like, planning regulations around drone delivery. And so there's a lot of what I would say, excuse the pun, noise around the debate and a lot of questions being asked that aren't ours to answer. You know, we're really supportive of regulations to cover this space, particularly in the planning side, to remove the uncertainty and let us scale.
And do you get a sense that culturally, Irish people simply don't like change?
Look, I'm 56 years old and I'm still loving change. I think broadly speaking, we have huge support. I mean, we've delivered to 35,000 households in Dublin 15. One in three people in Dublin 15 have used the service. Even the customers that are asking questions or have complained, you know, most of them are actually using the service as well. I don't think so. I wouldn't start this business anywhere else, Joe. I mean, we're in the best country to start this.
Do I understand that the people that complain are also the people getting use of the service?
Yeah, it's a funny fact, right? So we take the air code of customers to complain, but we also see the air codes of customers that order. So what we think's going on there is somebody in the house isn't happy. It might be the old man, and everyone else is delighted with the service and they're using it. So there's a bit of an internal debate going on inside the house.
Internecine row. So how soon could you see deliveries of other stuff, such as medical supplies?
We've been doing that since we started. We started in Moneygall 5 years ago. We were delivering prescription medicine for the HSE during COVID lockdown. We've demonstrated defibrillator delivery in Dublin 15. We hope to roll out a defib service across the country. So that's a 2 or 3 minute delivery service of a defibrillator anywhere in Ireland as we roll out. And there's all sorts of use cases. We're delivering for Eason's, the books. We're delivering for Gleason's Butchers, hardware store. What we want to do is replace all of those road deliveries or road journeys that you might get in your car to go down to Woody's or go down to the bookshop or whatever it is to get that occasional thing, and just say, look, open your phone and you'll get it in your back garden in 3 minutes. That's a good thing as far as we're concerned. It's great for local businesses. We've 48 local businesses that use the service now to get to their customers. And it's not just food. Everyone talks about food. Food is an obvious use case, but it's going to be absolutely everything that you need.
Yeah. How far are we away from drone taxis in Ireland, given our propensity to resist change?
A long, long time. It's not because of change either. We've a great aviation DNA here, and we saw Beta Aerospace recently fly their electric aircraft, passenger aircraft, out in Shannon. No, I think Ireland would be one of the best and first countries to embrace that type of technology. But the technology itself, in my view, is still 10 years away from being ready for the mainstream. Just the battery technology is not where it needs to be, and cost would be prohibitive, I think.
Well, best of luck with your expansion plans, Bobby. That is Bobby Healy, the Chief Executive of Manna Drone Delivery.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.